From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The rate of home ownership in the U.S. is at its lowest level in 15 years. That news from the Census Bureau this week. During the boom, home ownership rose dramatically to nearly 70%, but millions of foreclosures have erased most of those gains. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on what may be next for the housing market.
One thing that's striking is that, yes, the home ownership rate keeps falling, but in most of the country, it's actually a very good time to buy a house.
I noticed the prices. I'm like, oh, my God, and everybody kept telling me this is the time to buy.
Ibeliz Rosa works for a state adoption agency in Boston. She's 34 years old. Her husband's a police officer.
He just said, honey, we're ready.
Thanks to the Federal Reserve, interest rates are very low right now. So combined with falling prices, that makes it even cheaper to own a house. Meanwhile, around the country, rents are rising. Rose's landlord is raising her rent again this summer, up to around $1,600 a month for a two-bedroom apartment.
Our rent is like a mortgage right now. That also motivated us to get the goal that we wanted, which is a single home.
The couple's been approved for a loan through a nonprofit housing lender called NACA, and they're in the process of buying a three-bedroom ranch house in a suburb outside Boston. She says the house has got a nice big backyard.
I had a yard when I was growing up, and I loved it. So I wanted a yard for the girls to be able to run free and have them know what it is to be, you know, out there like that. So
the American dream of home ownership appears to be alive and well. And in most places, it also makes good financial sense again. Mark Zandi is chief economist of Moody's Analytics.
For big swaths of the United States, it now makes sense to buy and not rent.
Of course, nobody wants to see a return to the reckless lending days of the housing bubble to boost home ownership to some unnatural level. But the question going forward is, must the country return to its rate of around 64% home ownership before the bubble? It's already fallen back to 65.5%. Do we have to go back to 64?
Absolutely not.
Bruce Marks heads up NACA, the nonprofit lender who's making the home loan to Ibeliz Rosa. He thinks that lending standards have gotten too tight since the housing crash.
We've gone too far to the other extreme.
Mark says that millions of renters who are able to afford their rental payments, especially as those payments have risen, he says they should be able to qualify for home loans too if they want to. So far, though, foreclosures are outnumbering first-time homebuyers, and so that keeps pushing the home ownership rate lower. Chris Arnold, NPR News.